Getting real with women who inspire us. The three of us together have a lot of experience discussing real issues that affect real women. Now we're giving you a chance to actually hear how we talk about the topics in the newsroom behind the scenes here on the Oklahoma Women Want to Know podcast.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Oklahoma Women Want to Know. Today we're taking on a heavy topic. Female powerlifters, they're a force to be reckoned with, and the popularity of the sport is taking off in high schools all over the country, even here in Oklahoma. Female powerlifters are training hard, putting blood, sweat, and tears into their workouts for the simple objective of moving the maximum weight through one single rep. Today, we're going to be talking with Sand Springs teenager Kaya Dover, who just won fifth place in the state for the Lady Sandites. But first, I'm Crystal Kelly, a reporter at KRMG 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
I'm Jen Townley. I'm co-host of the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
Okay, Kaya, introduce yourself and tell us what the heck made you want to be a powerlifter.
Well, I'm Kaya, and I do powerlifting, obviously. And I think what made me want to do it was I was originally in strength and conditioning for dance, and the strength and conditioning coach is also the powerlifting coach. And he came up to me one day when we were working on squats, because powerlifting was in there, dance was in there, cheer was in there, like all the sports were in there. And he came up to me and he was like, "You're really strong, and I think that you would do really good in powerlifting." And I love trying out new things, so I decided to do it, and I just ended up falling head over heels in love with powerlifting, and it's become one of my favorite sports.
Can you explain what powerlifting is compared to, say, just regular weightlifting or anything similar?
I feel like with powerlifting, it's you're wanting to hit the most you can possibly do, constantly pushing your body to the max. And normal weightlifting is just to keep your body in shape and very, like, normal in a way.
So you're trying to get as much weight as possible lifted up above your head.
For bench, yes.
Okay.
Because we do three lifts: squat, bench, and deadlift.
Okay. Now the deadlift, that sounds scary. What is that?
The deadlift is the bars on the ground and you grab it with an over under grip, which is your right hand goes over the bar. Well, your dominant hand goes over the bar and your non-dominant goes under. So it doesn't slip out as easily if you were to have a normal grip where both hands went over and you just stand up with the bar, just straight up.
Okay. Wow. You just squat down, pick it up, just stand up.
Yes. And you keep your arms straight.
It does sound awkward. I was just thinking that same thing with the hands like that.
How awkward is that?
It's not really that awkward because the bar is in a straight line, and then you just grab like an over-under grip with the bar, just like that.
And how much weight is on the bar when you're doing that?
For me, my max deadlift right now is 345 pounds.
Holy cow.
What did you start off with? Like when you first started, I want to know what the difference is, like how much you've bumped up.
I think when I did deadlift for the first time, it was 210, I think.
Okay.
And then now I'm at 345.
So you're literally deadlifting Jen and I together. I mean, that's more than we both weigh together.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a lot of weight. So what are the guys that you're friends with, what do they think about this?
They think I'm insane. Because I've talked to a lot of mainly the football boys, because we don't have a boys powerlifting team at our school. It's just a girls.
Wow.
But like, all the other schools have boys and girls. We just have girls.
Interesting. Like,
we've talked to the coach and he's like, "I don't want to deal with the boys for 4 hours because he has them football and a few other classes. And he's like, no.
I get that.
He also wants to put a lot of attention on the girls because girls aren't as recognized in school sports as boys are. And so he's putting a lot of the attention on the females.
Very cool.
Are there scholarships that are available for something like this?
Not that I know of, but I've started to look into it.
I bet there will be soon if there aren't. Yeah. Because I haven't heard of this being a competition in college, but is it big in college as well?
I don't know about college, but I know the Olympics does powerlifting.
Is that where you're headed?
I want to.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow. That's really cool.
We knew her when.
Right? On Oklahoma Women Want to Know.
So how do you train for this?
How we train is we train for 3 days when we're off season, which is when we're not doing competitions. And then we train for 4 out of the 5 school days when we are. And so normally on Tuesdays, we'll work on our squat. And so we'll do squats, pause squats, which is where when you go down, you pause down at the bottom for 3 seconds and then come up without bouncing. And then we'll do like RDLs, which is where you're standing up with a bar and you move your hips back to go down to your like mid shin and then come back up. And then, so basically just working on legs that day, but mainly keeping it focused on squat. And then Thursday, we'll work on bench. And so we'll do a lot of arm workouts. And then Friday, we'll work on deadlift. And we'll do a mix of arm and leg workouts.
Do you work out at home, kind of bench pressing and stuff like that to kind of build up the muscles a little bit more?
I like mess around with heavy stuff that I have and like see what I can do with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
So you mentioned the deadlift and then you said that there's 2 other
lifts.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about what each of those are and how much weight you're lifting?
Yeah. So with squat, it's you have the bar sitting on your back shoulders and you go down to, you want to make a 90 degree angle with your legs. So you go down deep and then you come right back up. And at powerlifting, if you go down and fall down, that's a scratch. You don't get it. And then when you come back up, if you hit the rack on your way back up, you also don't get it. So that's what we try to do is when we practice is to make sure we can go down, come back up without getting it up and without having like anyone touch us to help us get it up. Because also if someone touches you, you don't get it. And so with squat, it's a lot of legs. Mm-hmm. And the weight that I do is we just maxed, like we had our max days. I think it was Tuesday or Thursday this week, and I hit 355 on squat.
Wow.
And that's without knee wraps, which knee wraps are very helpful with squat because they're kind of like a rubber band. And when how you pull it and then let go, it snaps right back. That's how knee wraps are, but for your legs is so when you go down, it like stretches, and then as you come back up is where it's pulling up and pushing.
Yeah, my bad knee is hurting just hearing you speak about all this.
I know. So how many girls are on your team?
There's high school, I think, has 38, and then junior high has 10, I think. I don't know. But in total, we have like 40-some-odd girls. We're the largest female sport at school.
That's insane. I thought you were going to say like, oh, we got 8 girls on the team.
Yeah, we got 4 of us.
Wow. I mean, that shows you right there that it this is obviously becoming very popular among the females.
What other schools do you compete against? I'm curious what other schools have teams like this.
A few that I can remember that we've competed against is like McAllister, Strother, Afton, Miami, El Reno, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And
so not
a few,
the big, not like Union Jinx, like Owosso.
I haven't seen any of those girls there.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to have to get these Tulsa County people on there.
I know. And do these schools, do they have large teams like you guys have? Or is it like four girls here and 10 girls?
A lot of them are starting to get really big teams like us. And Miami, they have a really, really big team.
Really? This is so cool.
Now, you said that you got interested in this while you were taking dance.
Yes.
Has this helped with your dance? Do you think it has?
Or do you still dance?
I actually don't dance anymore because with dance, it's a seventh hour, and so is powerlifting. And so I kind of had to make a choice, and I chose powerlifting over dance.
She gave up those dance shoes for some big heavy weights.
That's so cool.
Do you guys ever compete against the football players, since they're kind of around and watching you guys? Have they ever said, you know, hey, let's see if you can do more than me?
We don't really compete in the weight room, but we'll like pull up videos that we have of us lifting our maxes, and I squat more than a majority of the boys on the football team, and they're like, you're insane.
That's awesome. We love it when girls beat boys. I think we can safely say that here.
Yeah.
So, were you a junior or senior in high school?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So, you still got another year of this.
Yes.
Are you excited about getting to further it?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see what else I can hit in weights and like how much better I can do and excel myself in next year.
How long have you been doing this? When did you make the switch from dance to powerlifting?
Last year was my first year. And this is my second year.
And what did the coach say about with you increasing your weight to your max, like how you've grown? What are you told? Are they saying you're doing really good? Did you jump quickly or is it normal?
He's glad that I've like made such a big change in the past year and that I'm pushing myself, but not too hard. Because if you push yourself too hard, you're going to get injured.
Right.
So he's glad I'm listening to my body, because that's what he always says, is listen to your body. Stop when your body tells you to stop. And he's glad that I've done that a lot.
Is this a good stress reliever, practicing and doing the competitions?
For me, yes. I love it. It gets a lot of my energy out and helps with like calming down, getting stress out, getting anger out. It helps with like getting all those emotions that are pent up out.
Do you work with your diet on this? Does that have anything? I know a lot of athletes will start to adjust their diets for, you know, what would make them stronger and stuff like that.
A lot of times, depending on your weight class, you'll have to watch your diet. And it just depends on what weight class you're in for powerlifting.
Okay.
Where do you travel for these competitions? It's all over you mentioned other schools in the state. So do you travel around the state or do you go to other states to compete? How does that work?
It's you travel in state only. And so this year we went to Strother, McAllister, Afton, and then we had regionals in Fairview in state and Durant.
It seems like it's mostly rural towns have these, which seems strange to me that the bigger schools who have more budget and more kids would do that. That's so weird to me. But I bet they'll follow suit soon.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So when you're around your friends and stuff, this always comes up with us dating. Have you had like, you know, guys, I know you're already laughing. What do the guys think about dating a girl who
can bench them,
kick their butts?
I've talked to a few of my guy friends, and I'm like, we've talked about it, and they're like, I don't know if I'd want to date you because you're like, it's the way guys think sometimes are crazy, and I'm like, what? But they're like, you could kick me out. Like probably out of the town or state if you wanted to. And I'm like, no, because I'm too sweet of a person. Like I may look like my weights that I lift may look incredibly scary, but I'm probably one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
I love that.
Sweet and tough.
Yes, yes. And when you started this and you told your parents that this is what you wanted to do, what was their reaction?
I think my mom was a little shocked, but she was like, go for it. Like, if this is something you want to do, do it. She was very supportive of it, and I loved it.
And what about Dad?
He was like, you're going to kick boys' butts.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the big push over there. You don't have to worry about his little girl. She'll take care of herself.
Absolutely, and that's always a plus. Yeah,
no one in my family worries about me dating because they know I could probably kick the boys' butt if I needed to.
That sounds awesome.
Note to parents, sign your girls up for powerlifting.
Seriously.
Yeah, you got one that you could...
I know, I could probably get
start her off now.
Yeah.
Is there a season for this? Like, I know football has like a small season. Is this just an all year round thing?
We work out all year round, but when we compete is January through March.
Okay.
Which is when we're going to all the meets and competing against other schools.
So you're in the middle of your season right now, or yeah, towards the end of your season now?
It just ended.
Okay.
It ended at state.
And you placed in state, did you not?
I did.
I placed fifth
overall. And at state, there were only 15 girls that went, which were the 15 that made it at regionals. And so I competed against some of the strongest girls in the South region and North region. And the girls are insane because I'm in the heavyweight weight class. And the way weight classes are set up is sort of weird because I can only remember the top three because those are the ones that I'm like right next to at racks. It's 198, 220, heavyweight. And boys is set up differently. They have more in between their 220 and heavyweight weight class. And so I weigh 225. And a lot of the girls at my rack weigh like 230, 240, 250. And they're incredibly built and insanely tall. And I am not a tall person. I am staggering 5'4". And like all these other girls are like at least 5'7" that I've met. And I'm like, hi. And so it's really neat getting to see all the other girls and how tall they are and their strength wise, but a little ego boost for me.
Right.
Because I'm like, I can do more than that. And like, it's crazy.
What's the community like with the other teams? Is it that you guys are really competing against each other, or are you all supporting, even though you want to win, obviously, do you support each other as a group since it's not, I mean, it's becoming a more popular event, but not as popular, say, as the dancing and the cheer and all that. So do you guys band together, or are you just straight up competition?
With powerlifting, we're very competitive in our minds, but we're also very supportive of each other because we'll have to spot each other on lifts. And there'll be times where you're the only girl from your school at a rack, but you have to have a person spotting you. Mm-hmm. And so someone from another school will come and help you, and they'll like yell at you to get it up, get it up, get it up. And it's a very nice community and very empowering and uplifting.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has really opened up a new area for us. I think we might be starting to bench our own stuff and see how much we
can. I'm
going to
bench Crystal.
That's right. We'll do
this. I forgot to tell you my bench.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
please.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just benched maxed Friday, and I now bench press 175 pounds.
Nice.
Holy cow, we got some work to do, Jen.
Right?
Well, Kaya, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us for this episode of Oklahoma Women Want to Know. Join us again next week, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a thing.
Thank you for joining us once again on Oklahoma Women Want to Know. Tune in each Wednesday at 5 a.m. for the latest episode, and don't forget to drop us a review.